The Dispossessed by Ursula K. Le Guin. The outer planets have declared their independence from the Eurasti Empire. On Eurus itself, the state police try to isolate Shevik, the brilliant physicist, from the anarchist world of Anaris. But Shevik escaped. He told an anarchist rally in Capitol Square they had the strength to make a revolution. But helicopter gunships clattered towards him.
Colonel Andrews, sir. We'll be over the square in 90 seconds. What are your orders, sir?
Can you pick him up on your radio?
Yes, sir.
We have nothing but our freedom. We have nothing to give you but your own freedom. We have no premiers, peasants, bankers, no landlords, no wages, no charity, no police, no soldiers, and no war.
Open fire.
Shevik will be right in the middle of it, sir.
Get him first. Bloody anarchist. Straight to hell.
You cannot buy the revolution. You cannot make the revolution. You can only be the revolution. It is in your spirit, or it is nowhere.
This way. Too late. Run for it. In this doorway. It's you they're after. Across the street. That warehouse. Go! My leg! Shevik, get back!
No! Hold on to me.
I've done. Try to reach Old Town. Find our people.
Thanks, brother. This door doesn't look too strong.
The scenes you have just witnessed, taken at great personal risk by Universal News cameramen, show the armed forces smashing an attempted insurrection in Capitol Square this morning. Police are still searching for Shevik, the anarchist agent from Anaris. Colonel Andrus announced tonight that the police have found clear evidence that Shevik was in the pay of the Outer Planet Conspiracy. That concludes tonight's newscast. Now, stay tuned for The Smart Peasant, your favorite comedy show. And then, a performance of The Prince and the Golden Horn by the National Ballet of Eurus.
Oh. Come in. My door is never locked to students.
Professor Sile.
Dr. Atro, the police have taken Shevik's valet.
Doesn't surprise me at all, Sile.
E4 had nothing to do with Shevik's speech.
Why are you so concerned about a doddering old man?
E4 used to work for our family. I got him the job at the university.
Many people are going to fall under suspicion now, sire. I expect Colonel Andrus will want to talk to us next.
I haven't done anything.
Really? You and I first contacted Shevik by radio. I personally proposed him for the CUO and prize. I told the committee he was the greatest mathematician of our time. You and I, Sile, brought Shevik to Eurus so he could work on his great unified theory of time and space. And this is how Shevik shows us his gratitude.
We put too much pressure on him. We let Shevik know how much we wanted his theory for simultaneous space travel. You yourself told him it meant as much to our time as nuclear fission meant to the Middle Ages.
Shevik has betrayed us.
I think perhaps we have betrayed him. Now, will you come with me and try and get E4 released?
No, I will not. Somebody has to pay for this day's work. Keep still.
Shine your light here. Now, long do we have to keep this up?
Till they tell us to stop!
God, what a stink. What is this place?
That's a storeroom for a tannery.
Hey, look over there. Some skins have been moved.
Big deal. Somebody came and got some stuff.
We should go in here. Check it out.
Now, wait a minute. No human being could live in this bench. Not even that bastard from Mars.
Yeah, you're right.
Brother Shevik, have they gone?
Here, drink some of this.
Whiskey? Where did you get it?
My nightly expedition. I found that in a garbage can outside a restaurant.
Yeah, quality stuff, all right. Oh, that leg's gone to rot, I'm sure. You ought to get out of here while you still can.
No, I'm going for a doctor tonight. You need help badly.
Oh, don't be a fool. Let's shoot you on sight. Tell me some more about Ananis. Is it true that people can work at whatever takes their fancy?
Yes, yes. You go down to DivLab, that's the Division of Labor, and you see what's posted. And then you just turn up. If you're the first one there, you get the position.
Oh, stop it, Dad!
Oh, my God.
And you never have to worry about paying rent or buying food?
Yeah. You get a domicile. Unless you've got a partner, you're usually in with three or four other men. You get your meals in a common dining room. There are all different kinds of kitchens scattered around Avenue. Mm-hmm. My partner, Taffer, and our friend Madab, we used to go to a lovely little place beside the park. Mm-hmm. The cook was famous for his fried cakes and his sweet desserts, puddings and pies and fruitcakes. Mm-hmm. We used to sit eating and talking for hours. Then we'd go into the park. The glassblowers had their own little band, little flutes that they made themselves. We just lie there on the grass, listening to them.
Yes. And when we get there, Brother Shevik, when we get to Ananis, do you think I'll be able to find a companion, a woman to be with?
Oh, I'm sure.
I've lost my wife. Did I tell you that?
No.
The Iron Hats took her. On account of me being in the movement. They really worked her over. She was never the same after that. Died within the year. Just faded away. They always thought the rebels wanted to grab their power. What we wanted was an end of power.
Yes. You should try to get some sleep now.
I was born on this rotten, bloody planet. Why the hell did you ever come here?
Trying to help the people of Ananis.
That's a funny reason.
My friends wanted me to come here.
The principles of simultaneity by Shevik. The first publication of the Ananis Syndicate of Initiative. I'd love to see Saville's face when somebody shoved a copy of this under his nose.
That sounds like egoizing, Dad.
I remember the first edition of this. By Saville and Shevik. The only way you could get it published was to let Saville chop up the manuscript and put his name on it, so he could claim half the credits. Now, people are going to see your work the way it was meant to be, and Saville will be squirming like a little worm he is.
I'm happy to see the book get out, that's all. I don't care about Saville.
A copy of this is going on an ore freighter to yours. I want Atro and the other big men there to see it.
Axel calling Ananis. Shevik, can you hear me? So, you've won the Seal Owen Prize. The committee says your book is the greatest mathematical work of our time. Can you come to receive the prize? Hello?
Impossible. I can't go to Eurus.
Why? Just because nobody's done it before?
You're forgetting the terms of the settlement. In 200 years, nobody has come from Eurus to Anaris, and nobody has gone from Anaris to Eurus.
Then maybe it's time somebody did. If we can't leave this planet when we want to, it's not a free society we've got. It's a prison.
Shevek, thank you for coming today. I honestly didn't expect you to answer my note.
Curiosity got the better of me, Sabu. You're looking well.
Well, I've got wonderful news for you, Shevek. There's a post opening up at the Physics Institute. I'm putting your name forward.
What's going on, Sabu? The last time we talked, you were pushing me out of here.
It was nothing personal, Shevek. During the famine years, we just couldn't keep all our staff. I thought you were one person who could manage on his own. It was very hard on me, you know, deciding who should go and who should stay.
But now I've won the CEO Owen Prize.
What? You know about that? How'd you find out?
Our syndicate of initiative talks to Eurus by radio. How long have you known Sabu without telling me?
Oh, their committee sent us a letter. I mean, just assumed you were here at the Institute. We didn't pay any attention. Nothing to us what a bunch of Eurastic profiteers want to do.
Sabu, you are... You are... I don't know what you are, but... I'll think about your posting. Very seriously.
You belong here, Shevek. We'll publish your work. We can do much more for you than that stupid syndicate of initiative.
I want to introduce a project from the syndicate of initiative. You know we've been in radio contact with Eurus for about 20 decades.
Against the majority vote of this committee.
That's right. Yes. But let's not fight, old farmer. I want you to know they have not only invited Shevek to come in person for the Sue Owen Prize, they want him to stay at their world university and work with their particle smasher and laser labs. Apparatus we just can't afford on Anaris.
Are you crazy? Now, this is an open invitation to the Eurasti profiteers.
That's right.
They'll say the anarchist experiment has failed on Anaris. They'll say our best people have to go to Eurus. We might as well tell them, send your gunships, enslave us again. We can't look after ourselves.
Shevik's visit would mean the exact opposite. It's a sign we can face them as equals. We're not afraid to open our doors.
If people don't like Anaris, let them go. I'll carry their bags to the spaceship and get them out of here. But if they try and come back, there'll be some of us there to meet them. They'll find their teeth knocked down their throats.
Let's call for dessert.
I want one. What about you, Shevek?
When did the father ever refuse a second dessert?
Just a small one.
Well, Shevek, are you going to take Sebul's offer?
You think I should?
At least you'd be teaching again.
Our syndicate of initiative would fall apart. People would say the great Shevek was led astray by Bedath and those egoizers. Scientists don't understand the practical world, you know. But Shevek sees his mistake. Shevek is back where he belongs.
Yeah. Divide and destroy.
The old proprietarian game.
Here's your pudding, Shevek.
Thank you, sister.
We're a threat to them, Shevek. Our syndicate doesn't do just your big tomes on temporal physics. We publish poetry that hardly anybody understands, and new ideas about educating children. We make Sabul and those old committee people very uncomfortable. They can't stop us. But oh, would they ever love to see our little syndicate break up.
I know. I sent Sabul a note telling him I wasn't interested.
Oh.
Clean up, brothers and sisters.
Come, Siddiqui. We'll walk back to the dormitory with you.
Len wants the feeding. I'd better get back to the room.
Shevek, you really got to come to the syndicate meeting tomorrow.
Why is that?
A fellow from North Setting has some drawings he wants us to print. They're mostly about copulating. But very strange. Nightmarish, in fact. Oh, they'll really get people mad at us.
Here we are, Siddiqui. Can Dap and I give you a kiss before you go in?
Shevek?
Yes?
Shevek? Can I go to the room tonight? Can I stay with you and Takfar?
You're a big girl now. You should be with the other children. What's wrong, Sadiq?
They don't like me in the dorm. They won't let me play in any other games. And Tarazal, she's the dorm sister. She says...
I was afraid of this.
Tarazal says the father is a traitor. Tarazal won't let anybody talk
to me. Damn her. Damn her.
Can I help?
What could you do?
I don't know.
Go along now. I'll come and see you in the morning. No, first thing, we'll go and see Tack for now, Sadiq.
Good night, then. Be brave, little Sadiq.
I'm sorry, Shevik.
Well, you shouldn't be. That's what parents are for.
The grown-ups need privacy.
We've still got the baby with us.
Children doesn't count.
Nor do you.
Tack.
Have you got to be such a big girl that the father couldn't carry you back to the room?
No.
Come here, then. Hello. Oh, Sadiqi, beautiful little Sadiqi.
They're both asleep at last. They look so innocent.
Who would believe Odonian anarchists would try to attack me through my children?
They've been after me, too.
What?
I'm told they don't need me at the marine labs anymore.
What? You're the best geneticist they've got.
Oh, I can find other postings. Shevek, go to yours.
I don't want to go to yours.
Oh, yes, you do. And you should. They don't want you here. Maybe if you leave, they'll realize how much they've lost.
Well, maybe I would like to talk to Atro and see their particle smasher and their light labs. But it's not worth going all the way to yours just for that.
If you don't go, then everything we've gone through, Bedev, the syndicate, the children, me, it'll all be wasted. If you don't use the freedom you talk about so much, then everything we've all had to suffer in the name of freedom will be meaningless.
What if I couldn't get back here?
Would that be a worthwhile risk to you?
I don't know. If I could finish my work, a unified series of sequencing and simultaneity, maybe it would.
Well, then it's a worthwhile risk to both of us.
I am not going to yours.
Shevek, I'm worn out. Let's go to bed.
All right, but I am not going to yours.
Oh, the pain. My leg. The pain is spreading.
Finish the whiskey, Brother Tweel. I'll go on another hunt tonight.
How long have we been here?
This is our fourth day.
You've been a saint, Brother Shevek. What's all that stuff?
Numbers. Octagonal equations. While you've been sleeping, I've been finishing something I've been working on for years. A unified theory of sequency and simultaneity.
That's nice.
Tweel. Brother Tweel.
Let me in. Asylum.
Who are you?
Shevik. Asylum. Please, asylum.
Don't let him get inside. Stop him. Stop.
Mr. Shevik.
Yes?
I'm Ambassador McDonald. Are you feeling a little better?
Yes, thank you. What is this beverage I'm drinking?
It's a special herb that we brought here from Earth 11 years ago. We save it for special guests. It's called tea.
Very good. Thank you, Ambassador. And thank you for taking me in.
We represent a growing galactic federation. Part of our mission is to help make peace wherever we can.
I talked to your assistant about some special arrangements. Are they possible?
Yes, we can do everything you ask. But I must tell you, a deputation has come from the World Council of yours. Under the terms of our consular agreement, they can ask you to lead the embassy. And you are free to go with them. Or to stay.
I see. Well, send them in.
Yes.
Shevek, you're in one piece. Thank goodness.
I am fine, Atro.
We were so worried.
And I was worried about you, Sion.
Listen, Shevek, we've talked to Colonel Andrus and all that lot. They know you were duped. They're willing to forgive and forget. If you would just give us a unified theory of sequence and simultaneity.
It is not completed yet.
Then come back to the university. Work on it there. Forget all this political stuff. We're scientists. It's not our concern.
I'm afraid I can't do that, Atro.
Listen, Shevek. Your people went to Anaris from Eurus only 200 years ago. You've still got your rusty blood in your veins. If other planets get your theory, the Terrans, the Hainish, this new federation of worlds, they could get ahead of Eurus. They could dominate this corner of the galaxy. Shevek, when it's us against them, you have to be with us.
I don't see things that way.
Let me talk to him, Atro, alone. All right. Do what you can. You finished the theory, haven't you?
Yes.
What are you going to do with it?
Give it away.
And then?
The Terrans have promised me safe conduct to Anaris. It's true we are poor there. We have nothing but each other. You Erastes have mountains of food, huge factories and cities. You are rich on this planet. Everything is beautiful here, except the faces.
Yes.
On Anaris, we are poor, and nothing is beautiful, nothing but the faces of the people. Here you see the jewels. On Anaris, you see the eyes. But in those eyes, you see the beauty of the human spirit, because our men and women are free. Possessing nothing, we are free.
Mm-hmm.
On Eurus, you have so much, but in turn, you are possessed. On this planet, you are in jail.
Shevek, take me with you.
What?
I want to go to Anaris.
You would leave everything you have here, your beautiful home, your position at the university, your wife.
You claim for yourself the freedom to make choices. You should be willing to grant me the same freedom.
And now, on behalf of the Special Independent Communications Alliance, we have a message from Shevek of the planet Anaris.
Dear friends on Eurus, Hain, in the new federation of outer planets, and on my homeworld, Anaris, where I hope I can be heard, today I am going to present you the unified theory of sequency and simultaneity. Now, we know the universe began with the Big Bang, and space is expanding. But as space expands, so time must also expand.
Oh.
From this
and I brought him here.
We can
the
build
dirty little
that will allow us
peasant. Mr. Shevek, I don't know how much harm you've done to
you now.
But you have destroyed the career of one very good senior police official.
There are no absolutes in the universe. Time and space are both relative.
Goodbye, dear wife and daughter.
Standing steadily out there, the ends of the world exist simultaneously. Dear friends everywhere, if you follow this final equation, space equals time plus light, x squared y, you should be able to leap across the intervals in the coil of time and space.
Kepler! He did it!
Yes! Oh, yes! Can your father come home now?
10 billion light years away,
Dr. Shevek, we have just got word that there's a crowd around the spaceport. We may have trouble landing you safely.
Look, coming from Avenue.
It's the Syndicate of Initiative and a whole lot of other people.
Shevek has more friends than we thought.
Yes.
The struggle is just beginning.
Yes.
Dr. Shevek, we are in a pre-landing orbit. Do you want us to go down?
Yes, please.
We'd better go to the exit platform then.
Well, I guess this is it.
Sayo, are you sure you want to come with me? Whatever happens down there, I'm going home. But you are going to be a stranger.
I'm not afraid. For the first time in my life, I think, I'm not afraid. Didn't Odo, your teacher, once say, true journey is return?
She did, indeed. Well, we must get down to the exit platform.
What about your baggage, Dr. Shevek?
I have none. I am returning to Anaris as I left it, with empty hands.
Part 6 of The Dispossessed by Ursula K. Le Guin. Dramatized by David Lewis Stein. Starring Gary Reinecke as Shevek. Michael Hogan as Twi Omeda. Barbara Gordon as Tackford. Phil Aiken as Sayo. John Swindells as Atro. Geza Kovacs as Andras. Frant Alyanak as Sabul. And Greg Elwand as Badap. With Marcia Morrow, Mylon Chelo, Terry Waterhouse, and Beth Robinson. Original music was composed and performed by Marcia Coffey, with Hugh Marsh, David Tomlinson, Scott Alexander, Michael White, and Sandy Crawley. Vocalists were Annie Goldspink, Brenda Webb, and Sandy Crawley. Series script editor is Sandra Rabinovich. Casting consultant, Beth Russell. Our recording engineer was John McCarthy. Sound effects by Bill Robinson. Production assistant, Heather Brown. The Dispossessed was produced and directed at Studio G in Toronto by William Lane. I'm Chris Henry. Good night.